Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onnalu Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav underscores critical role of education in India's journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Department of Youth Resources and Sports, Nagaland organizes 12th International Day of Yoga. Advisor Nagaland Victor Shohei emphasizes importance of quality education in shaping future of children. And Center approves continuation of Disha restructured as Disha 2.0 for 5 years. Now the news in detail. Governor of Nagaland Nandkishore Yadav today described education as the most powerful instrument of transformation and underscored its critical role in India's journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Addressing the Vyatikram Education Conclave 9.0 in Dimapur, he stated that the country's education system must equip young people with knowledge, skills, values and creativity to meet the challenges and opportunities of the future. Referring to the National Education Policy, NEP 2020, the governor said that the policy provides a strong roadmap for educational advancement through multidisciplinary learning, critical thinking, innovation and skill development. He noted that in an era marked by artificial intelligence and rapid technological advancements, students must develop as lifelong learners, innovators, and responsible citizens. The governor stressed that education should empower young people not only to seek employment but also to become creators of opportunities and contributors to society's progress. The Department of Youth Resources and Sports, YRS, Nagaland today organized the 12th International Day of Yoga at Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima under the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. Yoga instructor Lawrence led the participants through the common yoga protocol session, including a series of yoga asanas, breathing exercises, and relaxation techniques. Addressing the gathering before the session, Mr. Lawrence said this year's theme highlighted the importance of maintaining physical, mental and emotional well-being as people age. He said yoga is not merely a form of physical exercise, but a way of life that helps keep the body fit, the mind calm and the soul peaceful.
It's not a physical exercise, but it's a way of life. It keeps your body fit, your mind calm and your soul peaceful. If you practice yoga regularly, or if you do it in the correct way, your body will be fit, your mind will be calm, and your soul will be very peaceful. You know your own capacity, don't force, the posture should be comfortable.
Mr. Lawrence encouraged participants to practice yoga regularly and correctly, stressing that yoga should not be approached as a competition. Advisor for New and Renewable Energy, Nagaland Victor Shohei, today emphasized the importance of quality education in shaping the future of children. The advisor was speaking after inaugurating the new building of Government Primary School at Tilika Village in Medzipema under Chumukedima District, stating that government school teachers today are well qualified and capable of providing quality education. He urged parents to have confidence in the government education system. Mr. Shohei added that community participation plays a vital role in strengthening educational institutions and ensuring a better learning environment for children. Extra Assistant Commissioner of Meluri District, Zuchibemo Izung, today stressed the importance of proper training for census officials to minimize errors during data collection, emphasizing that the Census 2027 would be conducted through a fully digital platform. He urged supervisors and enumerators to maintain accuracy in order to avoid cross-enumeration. Mr. Izung was speaking at the second phase of census training for supervisors and enumerators under Meluri District. Meanwhile, the second batch of Census 2027 for enumerators and supervisors for the Sardar area under Zuneboto District also commenced today at the Deputy Commissioner Office Conference Hall. A total of 50 participants from Sardar areas are undergoing the training program, which is aimed at equipping enumerators and supervisors with the necessary skills and knowledge for the upcoming Census 2027 exercise. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Center has approved the continuation of the Central Sector Scheme, designing innovative solutions for holistic access to justice, Disha, restructured as Disha 2.0 for a period of 5 years from 1st April this year to 31st March 2031. Ministry of Law and Justice in a statement said that the scheme has a total approved financial outlay of 255 crore rupees to be funded entirely through 100% gross budgetary support of the government. The ministry noted that Disha 2.0 is a rationalized and restructured scheme initiated along with a new component, Vidhi, Vision for Integrated Delivery of Harmonized Legal Initiatives, Sanjeevani, featuring centralized digital platform and AI-powered Nyay Setu, chatbot for technology-enabled justice delivery. It said that Disha 2.0 comprises the four components and will be implemented on a pan-India scale across all states and union territories. These components include Tele Law, Nyay Bandhu Program, Legal Literacy and Legal Awareness Program, and Vidhi Sanjeevani. It further said that the scheme targets a cumulative outreach of 3 crore beneficiaries across all the four program components. In continuation of its resolution to combat drug menace in Wokhat district, the Lotha Youth Hoho has expelled two more individuals from Wokhat district for their alleged involvement in drug peddling. According to the union, a joint checking exercise was conducted in collaboration with two youth organizations, during which two individuals identified as Nzanthang and Zuthunglo were allegedly found selling sunflower drugs. It stated that a discussion was held with the two individuals today, following which they were directed to leave Wokhat district for a period of 5 years. The union has appealed to the public to extend further support by reporting any information related to drug peddling and substance abuse in the district. And the Department of Information and Public Relations, DIPR, today commenced a 3-day photography and videography training program for its interns at the Directorate Conference Hall. The training is aimed at equipping students with practical skills in visual storytelling and digital media production. Recognizing the growing importance of vocational and skill-based education, the department has designed an intensive, hands-on and interactive training program to provide interns with valuable exposure to the professional aspects of photography and videography. The sessions are structured to blend theoretical knowledge with practical exercises, enabling participants to gain first-hand experience in handling cameras, composing visual content, capturing impactful images and videos, and understanding the fundamentals of media documentation. A total of 16 interns representing various universities and educational institutions across the state, along with a few participants from outside the state, are currently undertaking their internship with the department. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav underscores critical role of education in India's journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Department of Youth Resources and Sports, Nagaland, organizes 12th International Day of Yoga. Advisor Nagaland Picto Shohe emphasizes importance of quality education in shaping future of children. And Center approves continuation of Disha, restructured as Disha 2.0 for 5 years. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.